B'siyata D'shmaya, Adonai's Fasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha. We've been discussing perhaps the most important question that we might attempt to answer. Why did Hashem decide to create the world in the first place? Seeing as Hashem is a completely perfect being, completely independent of needing from any external force, as opposed to us human beings who have many needs, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and the like, why would Hashem decide to create the world in the first place? And again, answering this question is certainly very beneficial to be able to know exactly what my purpose is in this world. And even if I've heard this information many times previously, as discussed many times, repetition of these principles is of paramount importance because it's not just about knowing this information, but it's about taking this information and truly internalizing it and each day living our lives more and more according to their values. We discussed that we need to ascertain what would be the appropriate method to attempt to answer this question, because if we just try to use our own brains and logic, we are certainly susceptible to making a mistake, although we might be super well-meaning. But just like very clever people in many areas of life could be so misled by talented orators such as Hitler, or perhaps in today's time, misleading but sometimes very compelling presentation of information on the media can very easily and quickly turn well-meaning and well-educated people to see things from the wrong perspective and thereby reach gravely mistaken conclusions. Seeing as Hashem is the only perfect being that exists in our universe, the only way to find an absolute truthful answer to this question of why did Hashem decide to create this world in the first place, which seems illogical to us because he doesn't need anything, would be to ask Hashem himself for the answer to this question. As we've discussed many times, in today's times, Hashem does not reveal himself to us in an open way. And for the most part, we do not have a phone line where we could literally hear Hashem's voice on the other side telling us answers to these questions. But for our purposes right now, the way Hashem does communicate with us in this world is via the information that he has given us in his Torah. And although there's much information for one interested in studying this subject more extensively, very briefly for our purposes now, many years ago when Hashem decided to give the Torah to the Jewish people, he did so by making a public revelation to 3 million people. And as opposed to some of the other religions, where the claim began from one individual, where the starting point of one's entire trust and reliance is based on the episode or story that was related by that individual, whereas with the Jewish people, there was a public revelation. For one individual who might be talented, it is possible to fabricate a good story that many people might follow. Whereas for 3 million people to fabricate a story and pass that information down from generation to generation, it's easy to understand how it's an absolutely impossible feat. It is well known that when Hashem made that public revelation, it was there that he handed down 2 Torahs to Moshe Rabbeinu on behalf of the Jewish people. One is the written Torah, the same text that we have today. And the second is the oral Torah, which was much information told directly by Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as we are taught, that information was then passed to the leader of the next generation, and following that passed down to the leader of the following generation, creating a chain of tradition all the way back from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, through the leaders of all the generations, and right down through to our day and age today. There is much Torah literature available to be able to investigate this topic further. However, for our purposes here, we are taking it for granted that I believe that the written book of the Torah, as well as much information which was transmitted orally, was given directly from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, passed down from generation to generation via specific leaders, and is that same written and oral Torah that we have today. And that being the case, we now have an address to go to answer our initial question. Why did Hashem decide to create this world in the first place, seeing as he doesn't need anything? So let's look into the Torah and discuss, why would Hashem decide to create this world?